For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yo, what's poppin'? I feel like we missed a week, but we in the gang. The gang is here. We in the building.
One more time. Go ahead.
You already know. The gang is here. We are in the building.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, we don't have no name for this podcast, so therefore we will
name this podcast
later. You already know the vibes, man. Mr. J. Hill, I am here.
Alexander DeBlanc, I am here.
Yes, sir. It's been a long week, and this is like our fourth or fifth recording, but
I think it's like our seventh.
You know, this week is probably
yeah. We've been going crazy.
Yeah, man. We asked
you've
for it.
You've been going crazy.
Hey, man. We asked for it, so we had to do it. We had another episode that we might drop on Patreon with some friends.
Yeah.
You know, but we was like, yo, you know, we've been killing the vibes by ourselves. Nothing wrong with our friends, but yeah. You know, we get to it. Episode 7. Sorry for the wait. We missed a week, but we back at it again, man.
Yes, sir.
You already know we'll name this podcast later. What we got going on, man? What's up? What's up?
I mean, let's talk about this week.
And shit. Like, I'm trying to get the jitters out. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I've been busy. I had my daughter. She's been running me rampant, man. You know how it go, but whatever. I mean, you don't know how it go, but you've seen how it go.
I've been an uncle most of my. I've been around children a lot because I was an uncle at 6.
Oh,
so
wow.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I never told you that.
He was an uncle at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like I was an uncle young, too. Like,
yeah,
but I mean, I wasn't watching nobody.
I was. Literally, it's funny, like, backstory, because I have my niece's name tattooed on me because literally that's how close of a relationship we have growing up because I make this joke, but I was like, bro, I was a father at 6 because her dad, you know, and I just saw him, which is ironic, when I went back home, but he was in and out of jail. So a lot of, like, that male figure for her, it was me, you know, like going to college, standing third. I was the only male role model that she had up until she was like 20 or so. Then she started to branch out. But I definitely understand it, bro.
Yeah, it's been tough.
That's why when I be seeing you it's just TV to me. I'm like, yo, she's so
busy.
Like, engaged. Like she engages in so much stuff and she's just so curious. I was like, how are you? That's why when I was sitting upstairs, I was like, how are you not entertained by this? Cause
I'll be zoning out, man. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I told you, bro. I'll probably block this out for YouTube, but I told you I'm trying to run around. Oh my gosh, it was the morning, boy. I get up, I gotta take her back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? By a certain time. And my car is on zero. That's why people ask me how you like the Tesla. It's cool, but besides, like, I gotta charge it too much.
Every 30 minutes, if it
man,
was like.
So I come down to like plug the charger and she's following behind me and she tried to take a step off the damn step and she just. I hurt myself more than she hurt herself trying to get up there to get her because I'm like, she's not about to. Like, in my mind, it's crazy as men because like, we already are prepared or we should be already prepared for something to happen before it happens. So like, soon as she like.
You already leaping.
I'm up there. Like, if I'm hurt, I got scars on my arm and my ankle and stuff, man. I was hurt.
It was crazy because when I walked in, he was outside. I was like, he's just taking a breather, it looked like.
Trying to process
what was. James is outside sitting down. And it's so crazy because she was just laughing.
But
as soon as I walked through the door, she started crying. She's performative. She knew what was happening. She was waiting. She needed a crowd.
She knew exactly what she's doing. But yeah, man.
But give me 1 second.
All right, go ahead. Oh, the light. Oh, and a fan. Oh, yeah, smart, man. We might keep this in. We might not. I don't know, man. Alex is a smart guy, man. We got to put that light on, too. Yeah, because that light get the cutting off. We're going to be hurt. This is what you got to do when you, listen, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to wait. We always jump right into it. And the sign is right here. The sign is right here. Yo, I guess why Alex is doing this, man. I don't know how much I'm going to keep or take out, but yo, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are on our way to 100,000 subscribers. We are coming in at 94,000, coming up on 94,000. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like, share, share, comment, everything on the channel so we can continue to grow, so we can continue to have people see our content. A lot of you guys are coming over from TikTok, Facebook and Instagram. We appreciate it, but it ain't enough. We need more. And we ain't saying that because we're unappreciative, but we're saying that because we know what we got going on is great and we want the world to experience it. So, therefore, make sure you like, subscribe, share, all of that. Comment under the YouTube video. Let us know what you like. And for our day one supporters, make sure you cash app Mr. J. Hill. You can cash app me. You can PayPal Jerome Hill Jr. at gmail.com. We need the support very much so. We got a lot of things going on, and we want to continue to grow the page, continue to grow the network and the channel. You get what I'm saying? And we do that by your contribution, your support. We got a lot of things that we need. We're trying to double up so we don't have to keep moving things back and forth. You guys don't see the struggle, but it'd be a struggle to get this thing set up. And everything is right here. But yeah, man, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you support the channel by donating to Cash App or PayPal. I'm going to put it down below. Alex, come on, man.
That was a good cut. I was like, I can't walk through.
I
was like, that's a good promo.
Why you just walk right here?
Huh?
Why you just walk behind?
Around? I was just waiting. I was like, you know what? I could be patient.
Yeah.
I could be patient.
Facts.
But no,
facts.
Definitely doubling down on what Jay just said. We need your support. We absolutely need your support. And, you know, but one thing I will say, we've been seeing it trickle in.
We have.
Like, slowly but surely. Sure. And I think that's the beauty of this organic journey is we're not performing. This is genuinely who we are. Mm-hmm. And we are kind of just, Jay is really so much more than I am, inviting you into his mind, into his brand, and showing you the behind the scenes of what goes on day to day.
Yo, next goal, man. Average of 500 on the full episode. You see what? You see how humbling this experience is? Yeah. I just want an average of 500 per full episode. We know the clips going to do what they're going to do for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Because it's clickbait. But average of 500 views per every full episode.
And you know what I'll say to anybody that's watching right now? If you could just share this episode with somebody, it's just to one person. It doesn't have to. I'm not even going to ask for five. But if you listen to this and this impacts you in any way, positive or negative, you know what I'm saying? Like, just share this with somebody
comment,
so the conversation. Yeah.
And comment, say, yo, share it. You don't even got to say too much. Yo, share it. You know what I'm saying? If you shared or if you donated, we make sure we shout you out in one of the episodes, man. We appreciate it. Let's get this episode on the road. Let's go!
Let's get it. So, how's your week?
My week was good, bro. It was pretty long. We talked about this on the last, on our exclusive
Patreon,
episode. We got some interviews in. I did two interviews. We did two interviews. That took some time, bro. Like,
it
just
was
putting in the work to get those interviews done. But I'm happy we got it done. I think it gave me some confidence going into maybe not next week or this week, but the week after that because I got to go to Arizona for this marathon.
Yeah.
But
oh, that's in Arizona?
Yeah, Mesa, Arizona. Yeah.
I don't know why the whole time you were saying you were going to Arizona, I thought it was for something different.
Nah, the marathon. Yeah, yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I got some, I think it gave us some momentum to get some more interviews in. We changed the set around some. We got more intentional with it. We got our mission statement. You know what I'm saying? So I was definitely excited about that. And we got two really good interviews. Like I said, we talked about that in our Patreon exclusive, so we don't have to go too much into it. But I'm excited to get more interviews and continue to, like, have them join the conversation that we want instead of, like, going to that conversation and stupid. Not stupid, but going meeting them at their level, having them meet us at our level.
No, I think I agree. And I think what the funnest part about it all was the research aspect.
Yeah.
Because you really challenged us this week. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You challenged us to go beyond the surface, to really look for an angle that is different because so that it can align with the mission.
Right.
So it's like, okay, what I learned from that though is anybody that we include on this platform can align with the mission. Mm. We just have to be able to be willing to do the work so that it makes sense for our audience and what we're trying to achieve here.
I like that.
So like that was really inspiring because again, when we talked about it in the other episode, like initially the first interview, I was like, okay, but then in my mind, I was trying to wrap around like, what's the transition going to look like? Hmm. We go from a gospel artist to an adult entertainer that is now becoming a comedian, you know, and I wasn't even really read in on her transition, but it made me understand that like, no, anybody can fit in this mission statement, and that's actually the purpose of it. Mm. So just seeing it in real time was very much encouraging. And, you know, just the understanding of believing in your vision and moving forward in that. Because you stepped into it, bro, like, and you saw the fruit. Yeah. And that was the biggest thing is like when they say it without you even like immediately, like it's not like they saw the interview afterwards or something in that capacity. They said it immediately like, no, this was different.
Yeah.
So and that mattered.
I'm excited to see how it all comes out, right? So some things that you ain't even see yet, and I guess you guys will see it once we do it, but like just something as small as just, I'm going to show you, like changing a thumbnail. You haven't seen it yet, but again, like I'm working on this. Again, that's just feeling words. Yeah, so working on that. I'm working on a new intro, right? And all of these things are, these things cost money. So when we talking about donation, this is what you donate into, like the things that you don't see.
That's
so we're working on new intros. But yeah, I need all like capital letters. I don't like this, like lowercase letters.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like.
But you know, that's actually a trend now.
What?
Like. Gen Z and them, they be writing in like all lowercase letters. I don't understand the significance beyond that, but that's like a thing now.
Okay. Yeah. So that's just things that we're working on. So I'm excited to see it come together. And honestly, bro, I know I talk about this, it's gonna sound like contradiction, but I'm curious to see how the audience take to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I try not to look at those things like that, but I mean, we worked really hard for this. So again, like I'm just curious to see how it works out.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that even if it, I can't even say even if it doesn't, because I feel so confidently in the work that we put in that I just feel like it's going to be a great response. But you kind of even saw it with the trailer, like the preview that you had, not trailer, but the preview that you had as soon as you posted the photo on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some of them niggas were probably freaky ass niggas.
A lot of them niggas probably freaky ass niggas.
But it was crazy when you sent the screenshot. A lot of the people that liked it were women.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at that. I was like, That's going to be an interesting interview.
Yeah. Too bad. We got some time for that to come out. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for all of it, bro. I really am.
That's all right. So, you know, and that brings me to kind of like something that I've been thinking about, especially about our audience. And I sent you kind of like a video about DeVille Ellis when he was talking about knowing your audience and building your audience out. He was essentially talking about like black women, right? And how when you have, not black women, but women in general, when they are like your audience, that is a way to go through, like to achieve wealth. And I just found that interesting. Like this, it was interesting to see how like you have all these people that are commenting, talking about like we're pandering, this, that, and the third. And even before I had even seen that clip, we were being very intentional, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy because a lot of people will make it seem like this is genuinely how we think. But to see that our genuine approach to this and the thought process and things of that nature is being, I guess, not weaponized, but a lot of people have already seen this as a method. It was just like, okay, kind of affirmation that don't worry about the money. Like, the money will come.
Yeah.
But people are doing this intentionally because they know this.
Yo.
But being patient, knowing that like, okay, day to day, you already seen it, you're starting to see the fruit, but how do you stay consistent, not losing yourself? And then more importantly, finding that balance where you're not just doing it for the clips or for the engagement.
1,000,000%, bro. And you know, I'm gonna be real, like a lot of it was just authentically, not even a lot, all of it is just authentically how I feel, right? Mm-hmm. I'm such a person that's like, I'm all about the betterment and the like achieving this higher self. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm about, right? Like, achieving this higher level, unlocking this higher level of self, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, anything I'm talking about is going to be directed towards men. Like, I feel like when we talk about pandering, a lot of men are, like, talking towards women to gain their trust or to gain their viewership. When, honestly, with all due respect, I don't give a damn about them. Like, I love my women. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it messed up. But it ain't about them. It's about men. But they can't see past the message because they might not like the delivery. And I understand that. But sometimes you learn in extremities, right? So I speak in extremities. So like when I speak in extremities, it's for you to understand and learn so you can get better within yourself. So if you really was a man of like true power and true value, like a lot of men claim to be this high value man, then you'll be able to see past the delivery and understand the messages for men to understand so we can be better. It ain't for women to gravitate to me. It ain't for women to DM me. It ain't to get no type of leverage or upper hand amongst these women. I don't give a goddamn. Damn, with all due respect, like I'm just, and I say that in no regard to like disrespect my women or to lose the audience, but I say that in regard of not worrying about losing an audience woman, because that's what I mean and how I feel, right? Do I love my black woman? Of course.
Yeah, but 100,000%.
Yeah, am I talking to them? No. So, like, yeah, it feels good to get the affirmation and see the woman pop that shit, for sure, right? Like, we get numbers. I'm not about to sit up here and lie, but it ain't for them. It just is what it is. Like, and I'm not about to sit up here and pounder and teeter the line. Like, nah, it's really for the men. It's really for me, if you want to be real.
Nah, it is. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah.
To keep it real. Like, I'm talking to a lot of this shit, I'm talking to my old self. I'm talking myself into being a new man. You know what I'm saying? Like, being real. Like, a lot of this, sometimes what people mess up when it comes to being disciplined is they don't practice it every day before they apply it. Right? Like, a lot of times, like, you can't be successful because you don't have a plan. You ain't write it down yet. Right? I'm learning. This is something that I recently learned. But a lot of times, like, we are able to, like, again, what we talked about earlier, right? I'm able to react in certain ways. I react because I already seen it in my head. Mm. Right? So when I'm speaking about myself or other men, it's really just me putting a nugget or another reminder myself for my future self. So now I said it, so today will be a better day than yesterday because I just talked about this. Mm-hmm. Right? Tomorrow might be a better day than last week because I just talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to say? But a lot of times we're not successful because we ain't really talking over to ourselves yet. So a lot of these conversations is really just me speaking life into myself. So let's not get it twisted. A lot of you niggas is weirdos. I don't even know y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you taking it so personal, you shouldn't be. Like, we're going to get into it later. I seen a video about a guy talking about, like, fathers, the difference between, like, a present father or, like, an everyday father, some shit like that. I said, yeah, you won't get me with this because I already know what you're doing. If it don't apply, let it fly. A lot of you niggas, it be hit dogs hollering because you can't let it fly because it applies, clearly. So if it's you, then let it sink in. If not, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you can be a certified clip watcher. You know what I'm saying? If you want to support it, support it. If not, be a certified clip watcher, and I appreciate you too, because I'm still getting paid on that side too, so shit.
Nah, it's interesting that we're having this conversation about, like, delivery and things of that nature, right? Because I had a real humbling experience on Thursday, actually in my Bible study group. It was crazy because, like, you know, I'm a young adult leader, and somebody got in the chat and they was going crazy. Like, they basically were just like, y'all not stepping up, this, that, and third, but I was tired on Thursday. Mm. And I feel like if I had, because we had the interview with Janice, so I was here from the morning, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then I had them call, so, like, I'm working two jobs, basically.
And that was our second interview. Yep.
Yeah, so, like, there was that. And then on top of that, as soon as I left here, I had to go straight to Bible study. But, like, I don't even know if you realize, I was just sitting there on the couch, I mean, on the table. I was sitting there on the chair just in my phone because I was just thinking about how do I respond to this. And what I called one of my closest friends out here, and she was essentially saying, what was it? Was it what he said or was it delivery? Mm. Because it was like, was what he said, was there truth to it? Mm. And I was like, yeah, nah, there was truth to it. And she was like, okay, cool. So I read the message out to her and she was like, okay, it's definitely the delivery. But you need to ask yourself this question, like, is it you? Like, is it your pride that's talking right now as to why you can't receive what he's saying because it's true? Or is it, like, two things can be true at the same time? And in this case, two things could be true at the same time, right? Delivery was off, but he was right. Mm. But then more importantly, what she said, she was like, okay, but how are you going to react to this now? Because it's more so not what somebody says about you, it's how you react. We're always talking about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what I realized, she was like, you just need to be calm. Because my initial thought was, nigga, you got me fucked up. Like, it was crazy. And I'm talking about Bible study. Like, why is there discourse in the Bible study group? Yeah. Like, this don't make no sense to me. But that was my, because I was tired. Again, no excuse. But I had to really process, dang, you're really mad because you're exhausted, one. But he was right. You can step up. You have been busy. You have been prioritizing other things outside of the study. So how can you have a conversation with him, take accountability, but then be proactive, productive in telling him what leadership also could look like? Because he's younger. Mm-hmm. So she was like, what you have to take into consideration is, and he said it was so crazy, that in his mind, he said this the best way that he could. Mm. And I was like, dang. You know, a lot of times we just immediately just go to, like, malicious intent. So when he said it, he was like, bro, I've been frustrated for a while, if I could keep it 100. So he was like, in my mind, it was very passive aggressive, but he was like, but this was the best that I had in that moment. And I had a real genuine conversation after that. And I think that we're in a much better place because of it. But, like, when you think about it from the audience standpoint, right, when we're putting out these clips and this, that, and the third, I think a lot of men in general are still struggling. We always talking about women with accountability. we struggle with accountability too at some times.
Yeah.
And because it triggers you talking about hit dog hollering, it's like, it's a sad reality because now you have to look at yourself in the mirror. Like, dang, maybe he is right. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there is still more work that we have to do. And that's hard. That's scary for a lot of men. And I think it's easier to just say, these niggas don't know what they talking about. You know what I'm saying? Then actually say, nah, they might, this might be something that can push me in the direction of becoming the best version of myself. Because guess what? No matter what we say on this platform, it's still going to be you versus you at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
Because the goal, I would hope for everybody, is to become the best version of you. So you can be mad. We still going to say whatever the fuck we say.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to change. You're not going to change. We're going to continue to show up and be the best versions of what we think we are.
And to be honest, there's so much to say to that, though. To be honest, even if we do change, if you don't give it a shot, that's on you. Because what's going to happen is the beauty in this, right, of growing publicly is the audience that we do gain, they will be able to see us evolve and they will appreciate even more. Whereas, though, you just judged off top, right? But I want to talk about the flip side of what you just said about the delivery thing.
Okay.
You got to understand, like, what your tolerance is and what you're willing to put up with, right? That's somebody at church, y'all got to be around each other all the time. Like, it's like, okay, it was some truth to it, right? But another aspect of it is, are you somebody that's invested in this show? Right? Because if so, then maybe we can have a conversation or you could like, yo, it's for the betterment of the show or things like that, right? But if you're not, you just scrolling past, like it shouldn't even get you that upset, right? Like I'm going to be real. Real life story. And I don't give a damn. I tell y'all my real stories all the time. One of my cameramen, right? He called me on some weirdo shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like some straight weirdo shit. Like, yo, like just, so basically we had an agreement to like, you know, like it's barter system. And like, he gains a lot of opportunities by the rooms that I put him in, right? Therefore, like, I don't pay him maybe his set rate or most of the times, a lot of the times, if anything, right? But I'll get him opportunities, right? And I'm just being straightforward because nobody will ever try to come at me with no Mr. Me Too or Miss Me Too, like, none of that. Because listen, that's a side note. I'll go to that later. But, yeah, I'm always going to speak my truth. Just let you niggas know that. So, anyway, so, yeah, he calling me like, yo, you keep calling me about this meeting, and I'm like, so far, like, you already know that. First of all, my nigga, you already know I don't even move like that. Everybody that know me, that work with me and it's helped me out, know I move with the most, like, I try to be, like, super cognizant of what everybody got going on. Mm-hmm. So I hit him like, yo, you in the city? He like, yeah. All right, bet. Just let you know the meeting at 11 if you can make it. You get what I'm saying? Like, I never hit him. If he say he was home, I'm never going to mention a meeting. Nigga, I know you an hour away, right? So he really on some, like, just weirdo energy. Like I'm like, yo, so when he finished, I'm like, yo, I don't really understand. Like, what you mean you don't understand? I said it straight, like, I said it bleed and clear. You know what I'm saying? Like, da-da-da. I'm like, you know what, bro? It's cool. Enjoy your day, right? Thank you for everything. I appreciate you. That's good. So I was telling somebody that, about the exchange. And she's like, well, you handled it right. How you gonna deal with it moving forward? I'm like, ain't no dealing with what? Like, that's a dub. She like, because I told her I unfollowed him. Like, I'm cut off all communication with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, delete his number, all that. She's like, that's kind of childish. I'm like, how? I say that to say, I don't give a fuck. What she think about it? I already know I don't got that capacity to deal with you. You're done. You get what I'm trying to say? Now, if it was a friend, you got to understand, like, who deserves this time and who deserves this patience and who don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That might be an extreme analogy, but it's similar. Because I know that, bro, I don't owe this nigga nothing. You ain't getting no more of my time. You ain't even about to get no energy from me. Same with when you see things on Instagram, right? With the dude, the Ace Metaphor dude, I seen the video, he talking about fathers, this don't even apply to me. And I'm not even about to give you this attention, nigga. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you don't even deserve that much from me. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, because it's just pandering. Same, if you see a clip or whatever, it shouldn't even get you out of your body that much that what if we arguing to be mad at the next nigga about what the fuck they saying on Instagram. It's like, nigga, get a life. That's what's wrong with these. Nah, that's what's wrong with y'all niggas. Like, y'all don't got nothing going on in real life, for real. Like, because what happens is, I'm going to be real.
Yeah, nah, go ahead.
What happens is, bro, and I'm trying to be as sensitive as possible because I feel it. A lot of niggas be stuck in that hurt and that pain because they don't got no motion. Think about it. The best revenge is success. So, like, yo, it's so many things that happened to me, like, in my career, but I don't even have time to dwell on it because I got new motion going on. What happened is, like, I feel for the people that don't, and I'm not trying to be insensitive again. I'm not, but you gotta get out there and get some type of motion because you're gonna allow that hurt to continue to hold you back. Because what happened is, like, you lose a job or whatever the case may be, then you get hurt and you keep talking about what the last person did to you. Nigga, go get some new motion. That's your issue, right? So a lot of times, like, y'all looking at something and y'all got time to reply to it. Y'all got time to complain about it. Like, you niggas need some motion. Stop putting putting energy in shit that don't deserve it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you putting your energy in something that don't even deserve your time. That's what relationships, that's what anything. You get what I'm saying? But, like, because you niggas ain't got no motion, y'all want to argue with me to death. You want to DM me, talk to me. Nigga, I ain't got time to talk to you. You talk, you think I'm about to, like,
go back and forth with you, nigga.
Honestly, I feel appalled. Like, I feel disrespected that you think I'm going to go back and forth. Like, the fact that you think you can have a conversation with me. Like, what's wrong with you niggas? But, yeah, so it's like, man, listen, go get some motion. That's all I can say. And I hope they ain't go left, but I'm just being real. Like, a lot of times niggas be having too much time on their hand.
I mean, yeah. But it's, I take it to another level. Some people don't have nothing to lose. And that's a scary place to be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Because, again, like you said, I could sit up here and go back and forth. Nigga, I don't even comment. It was hilarious because, like, I don't even be scrolling through my Instagram feed or nothing. TikTok might get me, but, like, commenting, it takes a lot for me to be like, you have to really say something gravitating for me to even go and comment. But to dispute or this, that, and the third, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I never cared enough because I understand that, like, I came to this realization a while ago, right? I often ask myself, what is it about negative stuff that sells?
Yeah.
Right? What is it about negativity that sells? And I reached this place. I got to this place, and I thought, well, this is what I thought about this. Can't even get my words out. Hold on. But I feel like a lot of people, they are in this place of subscribing to negativity because it makes their reality feel a little bit better. If I can see somebody, and I said this, I think, in the last episode, but if I can see somebody who is supposed to be famous, successful, all of this stuff fall short, drama within their lives, now I don't feel as bad about my current situation because I'm seeing somebody else fail. Now, whether it's intentional, it's psychological, or subconscious or consciously, I do believe that a lot of us are in this place at times because it's like, all right, now I don't have to deal with this. I can look at the mess and it's like, now the mess that I have in my life looks a little more normal. Now, yes, mess is going to be there. You know what I'm saying? But it puts us in this place where we become and start to normalize it. Toxic thinking, behaviors, and we start to now affirm those things in this society. And now we having these conversations over and over and over again because now it's we're taking negativity and we're putting it around, putting a bow on it, and calling it entertainment.
Facts.
And then, like, but you see the domino effect of it all. So when we go down to the clips, now people are like going back and forth, this, that, and the third. But I really think that it starts within.
Yo,
go ahead.
No, you're right. It does. I ain't mean to cut you off. You can finish.
No, because I think that, like, a lot of these men, specifically, I'm talking about men right now, right? This is what we're talking to. We're talking to men.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm not going to comment if I got shit going on, like you said. But more importantly, I feel like what social media was supposed to be is a place where we can live the shared experience and better ourselves. Mm-hmm. Why does me bettering myself have to be me going back and forth in a comment with a woman that feels the way, like, why y'all so bent on changing somebody else's mind?
Yo, no cap, bro. And this is the second part of what your story had reminded me about, like, the grace aspect of it. Because a lot of people be talking about this guy shit, but they don't really live in it. They're really not walking that walk. You know, we always talk about, and somehow we always get to relationships, so clearly that's probably about to be the center, I don't know, the show, whatever. We still freaking it out, but... I was talking about, like, the dynamic between me and my ex, right? And I was just saying how frustrating it is because, like, I just feel like in our relationship, she was always snappy at me. And I'm like, yo, I didn't understand that. And as a man, all I wanted was grace, right? Like, just give me grace. I feel like over the times, things would happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to make it seem like it was all her. You know what I'm trying to say? But things happened over time where I think her patience wore thin and, like, you know, like, the love just got separated. And misdirected, right? And I was telling somebody, like, man, I just want, like, the grace, right? So, like, I'm telling somebody, like, how it shows up even in our co-parenting situation, like, where she's just snappy, and I'm like, bro, like, I'm on your side, but you still want to continue to, like, argue with me. But now I'm able to, like, you know, like, just be like, cool, right? The person was like, man, how can you, basically, she was like, how can you ask for something that you're not giving?
And to yourself?
And in that moment, I'm like, because in my mind, I'm thinking, like, this is clearly, This is clear disrespect. This is clear, like, craziness, right? Like, in my mind, this is clear. Like, this, you see it. Everybody can see it. This is clear. She's being crazy, right? And she was like, even if so, right? Because I remember going to therapy, and my therapist was like, I forgot exactly what it was, but it was like, if the action deserves a response, it's about even when it deserves a response, you don't. Something like that. Mm-hmm. That's what grace is, right? And the person was basically saying like, yeah, it might be clear, right? And you can have every right to respond in a negative way and push back, but you're not being graceful with her. So until you can do that, how can you expect grace from somebody else? And I'm like, damn. Like, it hit home because I'm like, you're right. Because in my mind, I'm like, man, this is clear, like, just craziness. But I'm not able to do that yet. And it's like, I think that's the lesson that I'm learning in this season as well when it comes to, like, just dealing with people in general.
That's kind of crazy that you said that, because my word of the year is grace. Like, last year it was persistence. But this year, my word of the year is grace. And, you know, let's take it to the Bible when you talk about what grace is. And when Paul says, my grace is... His grace is sufficient and things of that nature. Grace is, you deserve this. You deserve everything that I'm about to let you have, but I'm going to just overlook it. Like, you deserve it. Like, take it to the aspect of salvation. You deserve death. But because of my grace, I'm going to give you
another chance.
Yeah, I'll give you another chance. And I think, as you were just saying, that we apply grace, we give grace, in a human standpoint, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll never be able to really fathom what heavenly grace looks like. But it's just crazy as you talk about it. We give grace day to day, but to other people. But what does it look like to give grace to yourself? And like what she was saying, because you're probably so critical with yourself at times, it might be hard for you to, you know what I'm saying? It might be hard for you to give grace to somebody else. Because what people don't know, they might look at you and they be like, this man's just thinking to himself, fooling himself, this, that, and the third, but you're your biggest critic. And your friends closest to you can see the battle. You know what I'm saying? So somebody on the outside, it's like, this nigga don't take accountability, this, that, and the third. They can say whatever they want. But what you don't understand is that, like, you literally, am I tripping? Like, you're going to be that guy that's going to be like, bro, because you are coming from a standpoint of, like, you actually want to serve or try to be the best version of yourself. Some people may look at it like, I'm not, you don't listen to this, that, and the third, but the reality is you do. And and this is what I know about you in this respective conversation. Before you even bring it to somebody, you probably had a 30-minute conversation with yourself. It's like, before you even bring it. So what she was saying, it might be some truth to it, but I think it's a step further than that.
It start with me.
It does start with you.
Grace for myself.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's crazy as you were having that conversation, because I did give a lot of grace to that nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm proud of myself for that.
No, that's good.
But I had to give grace to myself too. Enough grace to recognize you might be in your feelings.
I'm gonna push back a little bit, right?
Okay.
I think you're absolutely right when it comes to, like, giving grace. This dramatic pause. I want to say this the right way, but I think two things. When we talk about relationships, I think you gotta find somebody to be with where you can deal with the worst of them, right? We talk about this aspect of marriage, and they ask you, like, if this person never changed, could you marry them right now, right? I think we gotta be able to love ourselves enough, I say this a lot, to be able to choose the right person for us, right? So when they're at their lowest, you can handle that, right? Or you've seen them in a space for so long that even if the lowest looks new to you, you are able and willing to give them grace, right? I say that to say, like, for as men, I do think is a thin line between grace and excuses, because I feel like as a man, I'm unable to give myself grace. Because what does that look like as a man? Because me giving myself grace, all I could think of is giving myself excuses to fail and continue to fail. Because if I don't pay my bills this month, right? I could be like, you know what, it's okay. You'll be able to get it, but it's not okay, right? If I give myself grace and miss a week on a recording, I could be like, you know what, you had a long week, things ain't go right, it's okay, just get back to it next time. But it's not okay, because I understand that if I keep that habit, then that can trickle down to the next week and to the next week. You get what I'm trying to say? So, like, I understand. But in my mind, I don't have room for grace. None at all. Like, yeah, I can appreciate and understand, mm-hmm. but I got to get back up. Ain't no, like, it's not okay. And you need to understand that it's not okay. Mm-hmm. Because, again, my mom's taught me that some mistakes are too costly to make. So, yeah, you can give yourself grace for making a mistake, but also that mistake can change your life for the worse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So what type of grace we got? Because the world ain't giving me no grace. If somebody mm-hmm. step on my feet and I get so upset to retaliate, to hurt them in a way that unconsciously, not even unconsciously, like, if somebody step on my foot, right, and I respond in a way that hurt them and it accidentally kills them.
It's manslaughter.
It's manslaughter. I get no grace from the courts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, like, maybe if I get the right job, maybe. But at the end of the day, I got to serve some time in jail. So, yeah, I can have grace for myself, but to what extent, if that makes sense? So I get it, and you're right, and I definitely want to give that grace to other people. But when you say about to myself, it's like, yeah, I don't know.
I think you do have to give yourself. I hear everything that you say, but I, one thing that I will ask you is, uh-oh, is that the little one?
Oh, no, we won't see. Her ass gonna have to sit down here.
Is that her?
I don't know. But go ahead. One thing you asked me.
What is it about giving grace to yourself that you make it makes you think that it's an excuse, right? Is, I think, the intentionality behind it. Mm. I think when you're being graceful, what you're talking about when it's excuse is you know that you're wrong, but you're like you say, you're going to live there, right? It becomes an excuse. It becomes a domino effect. It becomes a slippery slope at that point. But I think when you're talking about grace, a lot of times when we mess up, we get so stuck, not all, but some people get so stuck in the mistake that it cripples them.
Okay.
And what happens now? Now that you're stuck in that place, just like when we talk about sin, right? When you look at sin and you're focusing on sin, what ends up happening? You sin again. Mm. But when you're focusing on God, you're now so focused on him that you don't even have time for sin because now your eyes are just on shifted. So you don't even see this. But I think like when we're talking about it from like a standpoint of an excuse, in messaging, like, this is just an excuse. You're going to continue to have excuses, but it's like, all right, now this happened. I'm giving myself grace. It can't happen again. You're acknowledging that. You acknowledge the wrong. I think that's the difference with grace versus an excuse. An excuse is you don't acknowledge the wrong. The grace says that I know that this is wrong. It's not going to happen again, or it shouldn't happen again, but I'm going to move forward, but I'm still acknowledging it. There's a level of accountability with grace. Is that, no, I can see the wrongdoing, but I'm talking about the action that follows it. So when I say the grace for yourself, it's just like, no, definitely see it. And I think you do have grace. You know what I'm saying? I think you do have some grace for yourself, but it's just applying it more, right? Acknowledgement, but then I'm going to move forward with intentionality so that it doesn't happen again. A lot of niggas just get stuck in a place where they live in that excuse. They're justifying the excuse. And they, because in that excuse, they seem to find validation. So I do think that you can. I very much do think that you can give yourself grace because you can hold yourself accountable because you know what the vision is and the mission is. When you don't know what the mission is, it's easy to find excuses. You know what I'm saying? You can give grace to yourself because it's like, okay, cool. It's not going to look perfect, but the mission is still the mission. Let's keep moving forward.
Right.
And I think that's where we find a lot of conflict at times.
Nah, you're right. You know, it's funny. I was sitting here while you're talking and I'm thinking about exactly what I wanted to say, and I just still can't find it. But we talking about, like, you said something about God, right? And mm-hmm. people, they like them sinning.
Oh, focused on the sin? When you're focused on the sin,
yeah,
you fall back into it, yeah.
On top of that, I think people do that because they don't understand mm-hmm. don't understand not the power, but the severity of God. Again, I'm looking for the word. I can't find it now. But when you understand the seriousness that God has, then you will live a different life. I'll explain further.
Oh, I got a word for you.
You understand the seriousness of your car running out of gas. You understand that if your car run out of gas, you will get stuck on the road because we might have seen it happen. We might have experienced it. It's real, right? But because we can't physically see God in the flesh, a lot of times we undervalue the power he has, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. Like, a lot of times people, like, continue to do the things that they do because they don't understand the power in the action, right? So, like, because we can't see God in flesh, it's like, you know what?
You know, you
he loves me.
The consequences don't hit. Yeah.
Exactly. You don't understand the power of the consequence. Mm-hmm. Right? So it says that, like, in the Bible, it literally says, like,
the wages of sin is death.
The wages of sin is death. But what we do, we continue to, and I'm saying we, because I ain't no different.
I'm saying.
Right? We continue to be like, you know, God understand my heart. Like, God is a forgiving God. Like, all I got to do is repent. Now, you don't understand the power of your sin, right? Like, you don't understand the consequence of your sin. And I think that's why we continue to sin. Not because we focus on sin. Like you said, we're not focused on God. Because if we was focused on God, then we understand the ways of sin and death. And so, you know what? I'm going to stop sinning as much as I sin, right? But again, that applies to me as well. Because I'm the same way. I'm not about to be the pot calling a kettle black.
No, it's two parts of that, right? I'm so happy that this conversation went here because this is something that I've struggled with. We've had many conversations about this. I feel like the moment that I really started to understand God was at that point where the word that stood out to me was righteous. Mm. What does it mean to really be righteous? What does it mean to be just? Mm. So when you talk about like God's a righteous God or a just God, I mean, I have to do this. Like, it's weird, right? Because we talk about, we have a choice where it's like God's word is his word. So I have to do this. Mm-hmm. So where sin is, I have to like eliminate sin. That's why the wages of sin is death. Like it's here, it's clearly stated. I got to eliminate it. Grace comes in. We look at Jesus, right? And we look at life, a second chance and an opportunity. Us even being here, that second chance, right? Grace comes in and it's like, even God created a loophole because he had to do this. But again, my anger has to be poured out still. Mm. So what does that look like? And that's why it says in Isaiah that it pleased him to crush Jesus. Mm. Because I still had to do this. We just don't have to feel that consequence. But that consequence still was dealt with. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that action still had a consequence that, like, you know, it had to get dealt with. So it's crazy when we talk about it in this aspect. I think what it is that as black and white as we may think we are, we live in a lot of gray.
For sure.
A lot of gray.
That's what makes us human. Yes, say that all the time. Knows.
But it's crazy because my pastor said this, and when he said it, I cringed. It does make us human. But you know who also lives in a gray?
The devil.
The devil lives in a gray. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm like, dang, bro. Like, but God is so great, so sovereign that he takes into consideration, like, you know what? I can operate around the gray. Even though I'm very black and white, I have enough grace for you so that when you're operating in the gray, I can pull you out and show you that it's very black and white. And that's where I start to find peace. It's just like, it's not me. Like, even when I said focus on him and not on the sin, I can't beat sin. That's why the word says flee from it. Mm. The Bible never says fight sin, you're going to beat sin, because he knows. Bro, you gonna fall. You got a bad joint sitting there next to you. You know you shouldn't be dealing with this shawty. But at the same time, guess what? If you put yourself in a room with her one-on-one, you might lose 9 out of 10 times. He knows that. That's why the Bible says flee from it. It never says you're going to win. Run from it. But when we talk about what does grace look like, it's like, bro, I know you might fold, but my grace is sufficient. Not justifying it. There will be a time, but guess what? It's not an immediate consequence right now. I'm going to give you a shot to fix this. I'm going to give you a shot to let me fix this.
Yeah, and I think that's what I was saying. Because I understand the power of the consequence of my action, it's hard to give myself grace because I don't want to fall into that habit, right? Because it's easy to fall into that habit if I continue to say that it's okay and it's not. So, but I think it is a thin line, though. Like, just
it's tough. It's tough. I feel like we deal with this day to day. And
you know what's funny? I think sometimes, and I'm doing this now, right? I'm starting this 75 hard challenge. And a part of that is because I felt like I was losing my power. I haven't never spoken about this like publicly yet, but I felt like when I was working out, when I lost them 40 pounds, I felt like the best I've ever felt. And now it was like, I know I mask it with saying, I want to be a part of the 1%. I want to do something that not a lot of people doing. But honestly, I'm already doing something that's not a lot of people doing. I'm about to go run a marathon. But even still, me running a marathon, I felt myself falling back from running all the time. You know what I'm saying? I felt myself eating crazy again, right? I felt myself just doing whatever, honestly, right? Just talking to this mad girls, like, man, I don't even want to be accessible to that many people in general, right? It's like, I want to take my power back. You know what I'm trying to say? So, ooh, like,
that's
now,
tough.
Right? So now we're talking about just like falling into sin and running away from it. You got to get focused on something though, right? Because when you get focused on something, you ain't got time to deal with the nonsense of the world sometimes, right? So I'm like, yo, I need to do something. This 75 hard challenge is going to put me in a mind state where I can focus on this, where all the other distractions, the food, the woman, whatever it is that's a distraction, it's hard for me to focus on that because I'm focused on something else.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, mm-hmm. right? So like just some I guess, words of help. Like when you are, when you got to have some type of self reflection. You got to be able to have some self accountability because if you don't, you won't be able to know when exactly you need to step away, right? Mm-hmm. Or run away from sin, right. Exactly, as we're saying. So if you can look at yourself in the mirror and really understand, you know what? Yeah, I'm losing it. You can focus on something else, right? Even yesterday, I went to church, right? Like, yeah, I didn't go all service, but I went. And I at first, I was about to make excuses because I was running late. I had my street clothes on. You know, we dress up.
Right.
You know what? Like, nah, I'm going to go. I'm going to sit in the overflow room. You know what I'm saying?
But at least you're there.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm getting the word. You know what I'm saying? And I understood it. I heard it. Wasn't on my phone. But like, when you truly can be real with yourself, then you can run away from that sin and get closer to your purpose. Mm-hmm. But you got to be able to recognize it first.
Man, I love the fact that we had this conversation, bro. Like, it really affirmed a lot of things. It really helped me. I'm not going to lie. Like, I hope that it helped y'all too, because, man, what you just said about it doesn't have to look perfect. That's what I don't think I was thinking about. Like, with you still going to church, like, yes, you want it to be suited. You want it to be in the...
I'm saying, put your mic back.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I think it was blocked. I can't see it. I just felt like you was probably blocking
yourself. I'm like my face. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, bro, like, it doesn't have to be perfect, bro. And that just encouraged me. Like, really, it just encouraged me because I think so much of what this journey has been in Atlanta, and I talked about it before, is just, what does 1% better look like today? Mm. And you doing the necessary things, we're having a conversation of discipline, really. You know, in that reset. And you're like, okay, I need to take my power back. What does taking your power back look like? What do I need to be disciplined? What areas of my life do I need to be disciplined in this season? Mm. And we were talking about consistency, right? Mm. A form of consistency is discipline, you know what I'm saying? Or discipline is consistency. It's interchangeable, right? So for you to be able to be self-aware, it's like, yo, I'm moving away from the mission. Mm. But how do you do that without a mission? Mm. I feel like a lot of reasons why people get so lost into it is because either they never had a mission, a purpose or something. And now it's like, if you can't stand for something, you fall for anything. Mm. But I think for you, the reason why you're able to be like, nah, man, these joints, this, that, and the third, let me get back to running, is because there's always been a mission, and it's clear.
Yo, you know what's funny, bro? I can't believe we're having this conversation myself. First of all, no 1% better is fire. Just put a pin in that. like, and I say that because it's like, yo, is my actions in this moment mm-hmm. helping my future or harming it? Even if it's helping it 1% better at a time, right? Mm-hmm. But also, like, a lot of times, that's not going to be the majority, right? Like, I'm going to be real. I probably been having too much fun, right?
Oh, I've been having a blast.
And every time I have fun, I hit the chat like, yo, it is crazy right now. Like, I'm having my way, right? Yeah. We got this thing now. It's like having your way.
Yeah.
And, like, the bros is happy for me. I ain't gonna lie, they like, yo, I'm glad you are able.
He was in a relationship for a long time.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, I'm glad you, like, doing your thing, da-da-da. And I make this joke, like, here and there, and they be like, man, this nigga is crazy. I'm like, man, I need a girl. And it's not the fact that I need a person. It's really like that, because that's going to put me back. Because when I had a girl, I was focused. I wasn't outside. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I couldn't be.
You know some of that home, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't work like that. And, like, to them, it might sound like I need a person, right? But to me, it's really like, nah, I got to get back aligned, right? And I say it's not going to, the majority might not agree with that because they can't see it from your perspective. Like, because in my mind, I'm like, yeah, this is lit. I'm having fun. But this don't align with my goal.
My mission. Right, yeah.
Right? Like, this doesn't, if I put this action in my future, that doesn't help it. If anything, it harms it.
It's going to confuse you, yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? So it's like, a lot of the times, those be the hard conversations that you need to have, or it'd be conflicting because the world is telling you this is good, but that little piece of, I don't want to say your soul, but like, it's something in you that's telling you, nah.
That's the spirit.
That's the spirit.
That is the spirit. And what you just said, bro, is That's the daily conflict that you have within yourself. That is the flesh wrestling with the spirit every day. Because it looks like, okay, you want to be married, right? Mm-hmm. You want to have a family, right? What about that vision and that mission says you go fuck every bitch that comes across the fucking timeline?
Well, I ain't fucking every bitch with a timeline.
Not you, but what about that mission of being married, happy, says that you should go do this? Yeah. And I think that is a very real place because I ask myself that too. Mm. I keep it.
Or you get to scrolling on Instagram.
But that's dangerous.
And it be like, every single scroll. Bro. And I don't even follow these people. Be like, damn.
But that's what makes it hard. But I'm going to say this too, bro. Some people will never have this problem. Mm. And the reason why is because, like, some people, it's like when you are, to whom much is given, much is required, right? But when you are...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
A place, like you say, where you can have it your way. Some people will never even understand what it's like. Mm. It, like, they will never understand that battle. And that's what's hard is, like, when you don't have people that can relate to it often, it becomes... From somebody on the outside, like,
man, I wish,
like, go for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because now they're living vicariously through you. Mm. So because they don't understand, like, I really do want a family. It's tough.
It goes back to what you said, and this got to be the title, but, like, talking about just having a mission, having a purpose, right? Yeah. When you don't understand your purpose, you don't know when you're veering off of it. Mm-hmm. So it's like... That's the thing right there. It's like, okay, I can't really tell you not to do this or that because I don't even understand my purpose. I don't understand where I'm headed. So if I don't understand where I'm headed, I don't understand, like, if I don't understand where I'm going, I don't understand where I'm at right now, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, that, and that's the biggest part of it, understanding your purpose, understanding your vision. So you can hear your spirit talk to you. A lot of people can't hear their spirit because they don't know where they're going. They're not guided anywhere. Your spirit going to guide you to where exactly where you want to go, mm-hmm. where you need to go. But when you don't know where you want to go, your spirit can't tell you what to do because your spirit is confused. Right? But because they, so you said.
No. Okay, go ahead.
You said a lot of people not going to have that. A lot of people can't get here because they're not going to have these problems. Right? You look at it as they're not going to have these problems with having options and having it their way, right? I look at it like they're not going to get here. They're never going to have this problem because they don't even know where they're going. Mm. You get what I'm saying? We different out here.
Right.
We are a part of the 1%ers, money or not. Why? Because we understand where we're going. We have a purpose and we have a mission. Yeah. So many people out here don't even have a purpose with their lives.
And that's the thing. Everybody has a purpose, but everybody's not willing to do the work to find their purpose. Mm. Everybody has one. So everybody has the potential to understand where you are. Mm. Everybody has and that's the thing, like I said, the thing that makes us different is the thing that makes us the same, is that we all have a perfect purpose, but it's just different.
Yeah.
But we're so stuck in looking at everybody, and about to get mad. That's really what the problem is with these niggas. Mm. That's really what it is. These niggas about to get me tight. You niggas so caught up looking at somebody else chasing their purpose. You niggas so caught up being stuck in somebody else's business trying to become the best version of themselves instead of them doing the work with yourself. Instead of doing the work inside yourself, bro, that now, bro, you just sitting here commenting, you sitting here pulling somebody else down, not understanding that this nigga is really just trying to walk down this path. Mm. A path that has nothing to do with you, but you feel so entitled. Instead of actually taking a step back and be like, you know what? Let me just walk this joint. Damn. I may not agree with this person. I'm going to just pray for them. And that's it.
Bro, I told you, bro.
Man.
A part of that. I ain't going to do it.
What you going to say? These niggas be kidding.
I ain't going to do it. Niggas is eating, bro.
Soy.
It's too many vegans out this motherfucker. Y'all eat too much soy. too much estrogen in the food. But now,
what she said? She said they only giving you the female weed plant. Hey, they feminizing the black man.
I'm saying that because, bro, when you, I feel like,
damn,
bro. All right, jokes aside, dude, yeah, we talk about when I say it's that's a feminine trait. Nothing to knock against my woman, right? But understand that the men are supposed to be the leaders of the household, right? We want women to be submissive, but how are they going to submit when a nigga don't even have a plan, one, right? And he can't lead you. He can't lead you because he don't have a plan to lead you to, right? So that's why I might be joking, right? But that is a feminine trait because your woman is supposed to lead you because you lead, you follow God, right? Y'all niggas don't even know where you going.
Say that one more time.
Your woman supposed to lead you following God, right?
No, they're supposed to follow you.
They supposed to like submit to you,
yeah,
follow you because you follow God. Uh-huh. You understand your purpose. You understand you have a plan to reach your purpose. Mm-hmm. A lot of niggas is out here moving blind in this motherfucker, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So because you moving blind, you wonder why your chick ain't submitting to you, nigga, because you don't know where the fuck you going. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck she gonna follow? She gonna follow you and you fucking leading off the cliff somewhere. So like, I'm joking, but I'm dead ass serious when I say, yo, it be feminine traits. And again, no disrespect to my woman, but it's a feminine behavior. The fuck, you don't know what the fuck you doing, so you looking at the next man, worrying about what he doing. Nigga, get on your motherfucking feet. Mm-hmm. Do what you gotta do.
Yep.
Right? So it's like, yeah, man, that's why I keep going there, because like, bro, listen, man. It's a saying that says, yo, what that man eat don't make me shit. And who he fuck don't make me come. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, I ain't worrying about the next nigga.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas is too busy worrying about the next nigga that use a hoe. I'm sorry, it might sound crazy, but you want to follow another nigga. Where the fuck is your plan at? So that's why, like, and I know it might get crazy and it sound crazy, but that's why, like, I'm not really trying to like bash niggas, but that's what it be, bro. That's a female trait. So that's why I always go to the gay or woman behavior shit, because it's like, bro, if you're a man, you follow your lead. Well, you follow God, so you know your lead.
Yeah.
Right? Y'all niggas is lost in the sauce, too busy trying to fucking get some tea. That's what the problem is. Niggas want tea. Like, the fuck is wrong with these niggas? Like,
these niggas want tea.
Niggas want to continue to clock tea and drink tea and motherfucking simp lemonade and shit. Like, nigga, man, get some water. Like I'm just saying, bro. Like, that's what we do. Niggas' problem, bro. Y'all
niggas trying to be at the tea party. Niggas trying
to. Y'all eating too much sugar. Too much fucking candy.
Too much soy.
Too much soy.
Your diet's fucked up, nigga. Just get the fuck out of here,
niggas,
bro.
Niggas is not active. Like, you niggas is motherfucking couch potatoes. Like, you want to be a stay-at-home nigga. You stay-at-home ass nigga.
Stay-at-home nigga is crazy. Diabolical.
It's stay a home. House nigga. That's what the fucking problem is.
It's over with. Episode ever. Episode over, bro. But nah.
All these fucking...
This nigga is stupid.
Nigga, get in the field. I'm sorry.
Nah, this might be one of my favorite episodes. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Nah, seriously, yo. Like, bro, you gotta really, like...
Nah, everything that you just said just made me think back to purpose. Like, it. I think that might be what this episode is. Find your purpose, mm-hmm, bro. Because like you said, they're falling into the trap.
Yeah.
The trap is like, bro, again, you can't stand for nothing if you don't know who you are. You can't stand for nothing if you don't know who you are, bro.
Guess what, though, bro? Guess what? As all the jokes that we make, the great thing about this is, I got this tatted on my chest. As long as you have life, you have a chance to do whatever you got a chance to do whatever you want, whatever you desire. So guess what? Even if we are joking, again, I talked about it before, I've been lost many times.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? But guess what? In life, you got a chance. You have a decision to wake up the next day and say, you know what? I'm not on my pivot. Let me make a change. Given I was getting lost, I got to make a change. I need to do the 75 hard challenge for me. Right? Because I'm being weird out here. You feel me? Like,
this ain't normal.
This like, ain't you know normal. What I'm saying? Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm on some weird shit. You got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to open your eyes when you wake up, bro. When you look in your mirror, it's okay. You ain't got to block it out because you see it. Nah, look at it. Face it. Go at it head on. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, that be the problem, man. Like, niggas don't want to face it head on. But, like, you know, like, I ain't trying to, like, just, like, we here be funny, but it's really to challenge you to be 1% better than yesterday. You feel me? Like, that's the whole purpose of it. Like, we're going to joke, we're going to get our shit off, because we're going to get this engagement. But the if you watch this, the whole purpose of this is so we can be 1% better tomorrow than we was yesterday. It is what it is. That's the whole point of it.
And that's the thing that I think is most beautiful about this platform. Like, even if you see us talking about trending topics, that's just for, you know, we're really just giving our takes on things of that nature. But believe you me, we don't give a fuck.
But even
about
in
these
the takes,
people.
Though, to be real,
being real though,
even the takes is our opinion on it, but it's still in the direction to be 1% better though.
But it's because yes,
you feel me. So even with that, like that's just a part of the game, right? We talk about feeding people medicine and the candy, right? That's a part of the game to help grow your platform. People want to know about the shit that's going on. Like, right, think about it. Sports. The second most watched when it comes to sports is the commentators. So, like, look how crazy we are. We go watch the football game just to turn off the game to see what somebody else got to say about it. Like, it's crazy.
What this nigga think about, like, the game?
You feel me? Yeah. So, it's like, that's how it is. Same with the world. So, it's like, yo, things go on, and then we see it go on, then we watch somebody speak about it. It's
this just comes with the business.
And we understand that. So, we ain't going to run from it. We're going to run towards it. You feel me? But even in our takes, what makes our takes different.
It's purpose-driven.
That's it.
It's purpose driven.
That's it, man.
It's purpose driven. And even at that, bro, the mission will remain the same. The mission will always remain the same. I did have a question for you, though.
Talk to me.
It's one of our core discussion points. You know, you've been successful for a while. He like, where are you going with this? I saw a topic, right? Talking about like living within your means. That's cool. You don't love it?
You said,
It's cool.
Okay, you said well,
he just put the he made him uppercase, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like that.
Okay.
But have you ever found yourself in a situation where, let's say you wanted to take a trip, you invited some of your friends, they weren't able to, they weren't in that place financially. Would that stop you from going to the trip? Would you pay for them to go on the trip? Or would it just be like a situation where, hey, bro, when you got it, you can come along, but that's not going to stop my motion.
Why would I not go on my trip? Okay. Was it like a planned trip with everybody, or it was a trip that I wanted to go to and I'm inviting people?
Let's say this is a planned trip with everybody.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, different. I mean, yeah, that's different. If it's planned with everybody, we all got put in, we all got our deadlines and things like that, then if everybody don't chip in, then I'm assuming that messes up the stay arrangements, right? The lodging arrangements when we're there. That messes up like whatever activities we do. Now, if I can, now if I really want to do the trip, right? Like I could change the lodging arrangements and things like that, and I might can go with just a couple people. But I don't know. Like, continue. I guess I need to hear more.
So I'm trying to find this clip that I sent to you because it just made me think about it. Here we go.
Leaving your friend who is budgeting or may not necessarily have it like that, are you leaving them behind?
Yes.
I didn't even get it out.
Yes.
I didn't even get it.
You cannot impose your financial situation on everybody else. If we wake up one day and we are like, we're going to get a yacht, and you're like, no, I don't want to do that, baby, you should have stood home. If we out at a restaurant and one of us is like, let's just get a bottle of wine, and you say no because you want to buy a glass, you should have stood home.
Are no, leaving? That's different. That's way different.
Okay.
That's way different.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we out and it depends. Like if we planning a trip and you can't go, right? If you make it known, I hate when people try to like, all right, I hate when people try to make it about something else. Right? Like if it's like you say yeah, then you bullshit, bro, ask for help. If you say I ain't got it, but I really want to go, then me and the boys probably can put together.
You make a decision now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Or if we out, right? If, nah, that's corny. Well, a woman can do that, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Again,
but as men, it's different.
Nah, I'm never, hell no. Fuck no. What I look like if I'm out, if I'm out, I want a bottle, right? And my homie like, nah, I'ma either get the bottle or not. And it like, if I get the bottle, we all got a bottle. Like, what are you talking? Like, nah, I'm not mad at her answer, but it's like, nah, if I want a bottle of wine and you wanted to get it by the glass, cool. How much a bottle of wine, a glass of wine costs? I don't know, $7, $13? I don't know.
It depends. Yeah, it depends.
Give me $13. That might can go towards the tip. You feel me? Like, nah.
Like, do what you can.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, the reason why, I want to say it was triggering for me, but I would say traditionally I was always the late bloomer. I've been a late bloomer in my friend group. right? Financially, relationship, this, that, and the third. So I remember being that friend that said no. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I was also the person that, like, when I would watch my friends taking trips, I didn't ask. They'd be like, yo, you trying to go?
Yeah.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? I got to grind. You know what I'm saying? I'm still hustling. I'm still in this place. But it's, like, funny because now, you know, I see slowly but surely I'm starting to be in the places. I'm starting to be in a place where I can take trips and things of that nature. But was just really interested because my friends during that time, they offered.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, bro, pull up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you good. You know, like, the, they didn't feel like you should, because you're currently in a place, we see the effort that you're putting. It's not like you're sitting on your hands and the world is passing you by. Like, you're hustling. You're going out there. It's just the profession that you're in takes time. So I felt like, dang, bro, like, had, what if they had that approach towards me?
You know why she probably feel like this? And it's probably, I mean, you know, we don't speak on women too often, but okay, she probably got that. She probably feel like that because her friends ain't shit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be real with you, bro. Like, I love my friends.
They're dope.
My friends are dope as hell.
Hell yeah.
Energy is great. So, yeah, I want my niggas to be with me. And if I got it, if I can pay for a chick, I can pay for my homie. They add value to the situation, even if they don't got no money.
That's
whereas
fire.
Though a lot of these chicks, they be catty. They be hating on each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, they come and they like, they just want to talk about each other. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, man, my niggas don't go through that. So I would love to have my, like, so if I got it and my man say he ain't got it, shit, hold up, bro. We want you to come.
Right.
Because we know that you add value outside of how much money you got in your pocket. Like, for far as women, again, I don't really know. I can't speak to it, but it's like, maybe that's the case. I don't know. But I know I ain't never thinking like that.
And it's funny because, like, when I was watching it as well, I said, bro, this is what I work hard for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, part of the reason why I work hard is so that the people around me can be good.
Come on, man.
Like, I'm not saying I'm just here just to take care, but, like, when I'm, bro, when I got it, you know what I'm saying? We talk about the things that you say before you make it, right? Yeah. And they were like, people, the money change you, this, that, and the third. Nah, because in my mind, the vision and the mission is to create better opportunity for everyone around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Issa Rae's always talking about networking around you instead of networking up.
Yep.
Now, all right, cool. So, yeah, maybe you never know. This is your first time out of the country. Maybe something that you see in the country inspires you.
Mm.
And now you thinking of something like, how can I tie this together? How can I? Bro, the way that your world expands when you travel, I'm just using travel as an
experience. It does. It does.
If I have an opportunity to open a door for you just like somebody else has done, not if they has done for me, then why not?
Why wouldn't I?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not projecting somebody your finance. It's just, if you're in a place to do it, do it. If you can't, you can't.
Let me break it down for a more selfish reason too. Right?
Okay.
Be real with you, bro. They say the more people you help, the more money you make, right? With saying that, yeah, some ungrateful people out here, but I would like to think it's more people that's not. The more times you help somebody, the more they will always remember you, as long as you're a good person, right? So let's say, and the tables are always going to turn. The moment they get up, you think they're not going to remember all the times that you helped them? You know what I'm saying? Like, and again, that's a more selfish way, but it's like, it's real. Like, yo, you continue to help somebody and they're a good person at heart. I'm not talking about, we ain't talking about the people that
manipulators right. And the people that
we're talking about good people, right? It's been people that help me and it's like, yo, I can't wait. I remember I got hired at DTLR. I'll never forget. I told Keenan, he walked me in there. I said, yo, they're going to love you. Why? Because I'm going to go in there and turn it up.
Hell yeah.
It's like, it's people like that. So it's like, yo, why wouldn't I be able to help somebody else? That, if anything, we talk about deposits. That's just another deposit for me 10 years from now, 20 years from now. So if I ever need help, I got mad deposits in the bank all over the world, right? We talk about investments. It's just an investment, right? The more investments you got, the more likely you are to be successful, right? They just investments in my friends. I got more investments in my friends. So the older I get, if anything happens, right, I got mad deposits that will be there for me when I need it. Why wouldn't you?
And we talk about the character, right? In that, I remember saying this years ago, bruh. And I was like, if I change who I am because of somebody else's response or reaction to it, that wasn't who I was to begin with.
And I said it before, Mike Tyson podcast, that's the devil.
Exactly.
Literally. If you allow somebody else to change who you are, you're allowing the devil to win.
Because
that's what it is.
Yeah, you're having that conversation in character. Because when I was looking at it, it was like, okay, financial growth versus maintaining old relationships. And I was like, that shouldn't even be a discussion.
Yeah, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shouldn't even be a discussion. What people were talking about in the comments was like, you know, sometimes you can't take people with you as you're on this journey financially. And I was just like, that's the dumbest shit that I done ever heard in my life. Because I remember Kevin Hart talking about this specifically. He was like, bro, the mission was never like, oh, I got rich, this, that, and the third, and I'm cutting off my friends. The mission was, all right, now I'm up. How do I get them with me?
Yeah.
How, what, like, what do you got going on within your own respective circle that, like, now I can bring you up with me? Mm-hmm. So, like, when we talk about it, and we're going to have a conversation about when we get to the trending topics about tonight's conversation, a lot of times we let the finances get in the way of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. why is it that now that you've done the work, you appreciate it, why do you feel like we were having a conversation about B. Simone when you were talking about, like, you've been in this place before, and now that you're up, it feels judgy. Mm-hmm. Why now? Because you remember what it feels like to be down. Then now that you're up, it's like, I'm not going to project your financial situation. You shouldn't project your financial situation on me. What is that?
I'll give you one, bro. It's like, you said you can't take everybody with you. What was it?
You can't take everybody with you.
You can't. Okay, cool. Let's just add on to that. I don't think that has to be necessarily wrong, right? Let's add on to it.
Okay.
You can't take everybody with you every single time.
Okay.
That's okay. So if I have an event that's an invite only, right, and it's just me, I might can't bring you to that event. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you're not with me? Nah, but let me go work the room so next time I put myself in a better position so I can bring you next time, right? It don't have to be a you can't take everybody with you. Nah, you can't take everybody with you every time, and that's okay. But when I can, I will. It's about what you do when you can. If you have the opportunity to help your friend out and you don't, you're a weirdo. And that's why I don't really care for too many of my old associates, because I feel like niggas have opportunities to help, but they don't. I don't like that, because when I have every single time I have an opportunity to help, I'm going to.
Yeah, nah. And just to speak to that, even like not even off no finance, we talked about it before with the contracts and stuff like that, where like you said, you were like, bro, even if you can't pay me, bro, mm-hmm. like I can help. And, you know, if you get an opportunity, look out. Mm-hmm. And I always appreciate that, because I'm like, damn, bro, especially with the King Center, bro, because people don't understand the level of work that you did. Like I said before, bro, nigga was manning four cameras.
Yeah.
Four cameras. And I was like, nah, bro, like I definitely understand it. Because like you said, vice versa. You done helped me out so many times. When I have an opportunity, then I can support, bro. It's not even a thought at this point.
And again, I try to like be realistic with it, because I want people to understand, like, we are friends, right?
Yeah.
But even on, because it's like, I don't want ever people to think like, it's always a
fine line.
Nah, not even that. Like, because sometimes like you do things for people just because, right? But it's always like, sometimes it's like opportunities as well. And there's nothing wrong with that, because if I can't be used, I'm useless, right? That's not, but people aren't humble enough to put themselves second. Because they don't have a vision. Me, I have the vision to understand, like, yo, bro, it can be 2, 3, 4 years from now, right? If I can help Alex level up, even if it's not at this job, it's another job, he will never forget that. Because of what our past has showed, right? That's, again, we talking about people that reciprocate. We ain't talking about the people that don't. We talking about the people that do. Because of what our past has showed, it might not show up tomorrow. It might not show up next week. But that's why I'll say, yo, when you can, that's a character. Like you said, that's a character. I would never know that. Right? Just know when you can. So I don't mind helping you get to the top, because why? That can help me. Again, when you say you help your friends, when you help your friends, eventually it'll be a time for them to be able to help you. Like we talk about Kevin Hart, right? Kevin Hart can put all his friends on, but guess what that does? That ensures him to be another level richer, because now they work for me. Now, let's say my shit die down, his shit pick up. It's still under my umbrella. You get what I'm saying? And that don't have to be the motive behind it, but that's just the reality of it. Let's not get it twisted. So like, I feel like, but you got to be able to put yourself on a, not on a back burner, but you got to be able to see that. It just is what it is. You got to be able to see that. Because it's like, yo, you, a lot of times we be so selfish or self-centered, not even selfish, self-centered, that we can't see the benefit in helping somebody else. That's it. Bro, like, man, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you could still be selfish, I guess, but like, you got to be able to get out your own way to be able to see it. It is what it is, man. I might give a nigga 100 shows for the free because I can see, all right, I like this, and this could pop. And if it pop, it might be bigger than my shit. Yeah. But I got to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Niggas be just self-centered, like, they don't want nobody else to win. They be like, yo, y'all, like, you. And it's crazy, because you don't want nobody else to win at the expense of you still losing. That's, like, arrogant as fuck. It's like, yo, you're crazy. I don't know. That's weird.
Oh,
like,
at the expense of you still losing.
That's weird to me.
That's crazy that you said that. I mean, yeah, bro.
Like, it's weird.
Like, you're still...
It's like, bro, you got an opportunity to help somebody win that could potentially help you win, but because you don't, you want to get there first, you won't do it. okay, weirdo.
That's ego. That's pride. That's what we see day to day, bro. And it's like, going back to the core of the conversation was just like living within your means, or which is what she was talking about. It's just like, don't project that on you. Don't project your insecurities or your current situation on somebody else. I think relatability comes into play. Mm. Like, I think a lot of times we get so far removed, or we've been in this place for so long that it's like, you forgot what it felt like to be down there or be in a place where you needed help from somebody. You know what I'm saying? So you don't even know what that might look like. But I think this is why conversations like this matter, because it hits that reset. Mm. Like, bro, I will never forget my best friend, bro, never forget this situation. Cause it was one of the most humbling things ever, where like my ex, I think I said it before in the podcast, I worked a week of Instacart just to take her out for her birthday. And I will never forget how happy, but then at the same time, it was like a charge, because my best friend was like, he texted me on the side. He was like, bro, anything you need, bro. Mm. On the date. You know how humbling that is as a man? Mm-hmm. But I was working. Like, he knew, because I was on the phone. I'm like, bro, if I just get to this number, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm be cool. And I remember him texting me. He was just like, bro, I send you whatever you need right now, bro. Mm-hmm. Just get me back when you got it.
And that's what, like, bro, that's...
Bro, I'd never forget that, though.
But that's why I don't know, like, I feel like women do that to it. I don't know. I feel like they do. They got to.
Nah, but some men don't do it either. No,
okay, because, like, I just feel like my friends, we on that.
Yes, yeah, some.
We on that.
Some, but some niggas will be like, man, these broke niggas, da da da. Oh, yeah, facts. Like, bro, they're going to demonize you for being in where you are. Bro, one thing I learned, a nigga could be down today, and then tomorrow, bro, everything starts to click.
Again, I'm sorry. If you a nigga that put another nigga down, like, if you a nigga that like, downplay a nigga while he down, you's a hoe.
Yeah.
You's a bitch. I'm sorry.
No. You can say that two times.
Like, for real, because, again.
You a hoe-ass bitch. Like, let's keep it 100.
Like, for real, because, like, yo, again, I'm sorry. I don't want women to hate me, but it is what it is. That's what women do when they upset. That's some hoe shit, bro. Not every woman, of course, but, like, when you in a relationship, you down, like, what they say, girls know how to hit you where it hurt. Mm-hmm. So if you a nigga putting another man down while he already down, use a hoe. Period. Like, this shit, like, man, you niggas, man, niggas be weird, bro. That's why I get so passionate, because I experienced it. You feel me? Like, yo. And of course you niggas don't want to hear this shit, because that shit hit home. Man, listen, man, what we got next, bro?
I'm going into the shits.
Yeah, man, let's get it.
Recording for an hour 17. Look at this. All right, bro. Gotta talk about your dog, bro.
Who is this?
Academics. We don't gotta spend too much time.
God, bro. Let me, this matter of fact, nigga.
Pull up the clip, man. Hold up, bro.
This nigga is a weirdo, bro. I try every day because I love his work ethic, bro. Yo, Academic is so great at what he does, bro. And I honestly, like, I champion him when everybody don't, because I understand how it feels to be the underdog. At one point, everybody was shitting on this man. Everybody said he couldn't do something, and he turned up by himself, and everybody need him now. But you keep digging a bigger hole. Like, this last instance, like, you being on a Discord with a fucking teenager, bro.
It was weird.
And the teenager is like, yo, bro, come on, dog. You doing too much. The teenager is expressing his uncomfortability. And as a grown-ass man, you don't know how to just dial back?
To the people that don't know.
So basically, he was on Discord with the guy. It was another streamer, popular streamer.
Yep.
I think he was like, what, 15? He's
15 years old.
15 years old, right? And he's asking him, like, yo, about smashing girls or whatever, or a woman. He like, yo, you wouldn't do it? And I guess he was like, I don't know if he's calling him gay. Like,
he was just basically saying he's not on that. Let me play this clip.
Yeah, man, go ahead, man.
If Max said he wanted to try fucking a dude, would you let him fuck you?
No.
What?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You can have.
Wait. If I can't fuck you, I'm cutting you off.
Huh? Yeah. Suppose he's like, yo, bro, listen, yo, you always wanted me to be next to you. Now I could be inside of you. Pause.
Yo, I'm not gay.
Nah,
he's not. It's not even about that.
The nigga 15, bro.
That are in the chat. Max said he wanted to. Like.
What?
Serious. So there's not another 15-year-old you could bust down.
You go to school?
Sure.
Who? What is going on? It's gonna
be loud. Yo, if Max got a sister, Max, would you smash her?
He already has a sister.
All right, if she threw you the box, would you smash her?
No, because I'm 15.
What I mean?
At that point, you got to stop it.
She's 18.
What I mean?
Okay, what I mean?
Cool. All right. I don't even want to play. The devil don't even need an advocate. Fuck
the devil don't need an advocate, literally.
What I'm going to say is, I might say something that a lot of people don't agree with. Okay, let's say y'all joking, right? Okay, that might be the dynamic. We don't know. Because sometimes, like, I know when I was younger, we probably have conversations like that with our younger brothers, maybe, right? Like, I'm 33 now, so it's way different. But Ak is also 30, I believe. Right, so it's different.
He might be older than 30.
Yeah, he might be my age, honestly. Yeah. So it's different. When I was 25, maybe joking around like that, right? And I'm just being fair in my statement, right? Once he say no because I'm 15, it should stop. That's it. That's all. First of all, we shouldn't be having this conversation. And I'm being fair in my response because we've had like conversations that we shouldn't have before. Like, right? I'm not about to act like I'm above.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not. We've all had those. I've had those conversations before where I shouldn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where if it be with whatever, right?
Communities, yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just being real, right? But the moment he says I'm 15,
it's a minor.
You should stop. Like, what are you to try to egg it on? It's like, bro, he's saying it. Chill. Chill. Even if you're drunk. It's done. It's over. Finito. Stop, bro. Like, what are you? Like, it's weird to hear the conversation back. And I'm like, yo, like, why you even, like, why does that matter? One, cool. We just joking. Cool. Okay. It shouldn't be understood, but I'm gonna do you a solid and understand it. But it's like, yo, it's like you're going to the point of no return. And you're like, you want to continue to go. Like, my nigga, like, again, grow the fuck up. Like, grow some ball. Like, that. That's not man time. So when I be like, yo, these niggas is gay, I mean shit like that because that's not man time.
And this is to what he responded. Because before
he
we continue.
Down. This is a bigger weirdo.
Like, I swear to God, and I never swear to God, I never need to be on Kai.
Man, drop
Max,
this shit. I ain't gonna lie. We don't need to hear that shit because he's a weird bro.
I don't need none and nobody who stream. I got my own thing going
on. You don't have to play it. I'm sorry, bro. That's what makes it worse. Because again, I'm giving you a solid by saying, you know what? Niggas have inappropriate conversations. I'm not above nobody. We had it. Okay. But you get called out for it. What's wrong with saying, yo, you know what? I was drunk. I was out of my body. My bad. That's man time. That shit is weird, bro. That, like, yo, that shit be weird that a nigga can't even see past his own nose to understand he made a mistake. Like, you're so self-centered that you talking about, I don't need nobody else. Who the fuck are you talking about? Like, why you even mad? Like, why does that matter who you need, bro? That shit is gay. I'm sorry, bro. But, yo, it makes me so upset, bro, because it go back to the conversation I was saying. Niggas be doing this shit because they not scared of nothing, bro. I come from an environment where, yo, and niggas might not want to admit it. I come from an environment where niggas had to be scared because the environment created a standard that we had to follow. And if we didn't follow that standard, you could lose your fucking life.
Get dealt with, bro.
Yo, that shit right there, it shows you that. So you don't go outside enough. You ain't in the environments that had consequences. Because the fact that you can go on your stream, your live, and double down and say, yo, I don't need none of you niggas, shows me that, you ain't got no motherfucking backbone. And that's why when I talk about the hood and where I'm from, I embrace it because it gave us that backbone. It gave us some type of like standard. It gave us, bro, it gave us integrity.
Gave us morals.
It gave us morals, bro, because certain things you couldn't do.
Yeah.
Coming from where we came from, like, yo, that shit, the double down was worse than the initial because, again, some people might say I'm wrong. I don't give a fuck. I'm human. And I understand humans fuck up, right? So, cool. Let's say... That's what really made me upset. It wasn't, the conversation was cringy, but again, niggas is human. Niggas joke. I ain't even upset with you about that, bro. I'm not upset with you about that. But to double down, bro, yo, it's nothing wrong with saying,
call other niggas weirdos.
Oh, yeah, you
and
fucking.
And call other niggas weirdos.
I just think like the first thing that comes to mind is you're a fucking frog. Like, I don't even know, like, you're gonna jump in the water while it's warm and not even know that it's boiling. Warming up. You're a frog. That's how frogs die. You put them in water on a stove and you heat it up until it boils and they die. That's what you are. Like, it's like you in the water and you continue to turn in the heat up on your own self. Like, you fucking frog. Fucking frogademics. I hate this nigga. Yo, not even hate him. Because,
You hate what he did a lot.
Yes. It frustrates me so bad because that's somebody that I respect. Uh-huh. His work ethic, bro. Nobody can take away from this nigga work ethic.
Yeah,
nobody.
Sure.
He, bro, he really came from the bottom. Like, nobody ain't no academics.
Yeah.
He did this shit himself.
Yeah. The YouTube video.
He did that.
With the voice. And so, he stayed toe-to-toe with rappers, whoever.
And,
yeah.
And he's still, he on top, but he's stepping on niggas. You feel me? Right, like, right. And he deserved that. So, but when you do this, it's like, why the fuck? Like, it frustrates me so bad because, bro, that's somebody that, again, I respect, bro. And it's like, yo, for you to double down on it, it's like, bro, that's corny, man. And I want, and again, because we human, like, if I ever go out like that, I want my nigga to pull me to the fucking side. Like, what are you doing?
You know what that is, though? We just had a whole conversation about it. What's your mission now, Ak? What's your mission? What's your purpose?
Clearly,
because why are we still having this conversation? Like, why are we having conversations like that? And like you said, bro, sometimes stuff like that happens. You might slip up this, that, and there, but to double down, bro.
To double down,
to call people weirdos, to say, bro, I don't need none of you niggas on my stream and this, that, and there. First of all, you don't even got a stream no more. You better hope Kick take you. You know what I'm saying? Because Twitch told you get the fuck out of there.
You talking to a 15-year-old and you doubling down, bro. All the rappers, all of the females, cool. They disrespect you. Step on them niggas.
But a kid?
15-year-old, bro, that's telling you it's uncomfortable, bro. You gotta look back at that and cringe. And if you don't, you ain't got no fucking soul, bro. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, how? Like, it's certain things I've done, and I'm like, damn, I can't post that, or damn, like,
I can't say that. Yeah,
that's
bro.
That's bad. You feel me? Like, it's nothing. What's wrong with niggas? What's, like, it's niggas, bro, niggas at an all-time low that they can't even look at themselves and just be like, yo, you know what? My bad.
No. Niggas down bad, bro.
Bro, like, that's the bars and fucking hell below it. It's like, you can't even look at yourself and be like, yo, that wasn't me, man. That wasn't me. You feel me? And like, you know what? Niggas got what they don't understand it. Cool, man. But like, I know that wasn't me, and I got to deal with what comes with that. But the fact that you doubled down on it, bro, like, man, that shit, I ain't gonna lie. When I seen it, I'm like, damn.
But then listening to it again, it's just like.
Listening to it again, it's just like, yo, like, that's why I'm glad I come from where I come from, because certain shit can't rock.
Nah, you can't.
I know we in entertainment, right? It's already one to be real. You want me to keep it a funky with you? It's already weird. It's already weird enough that we on mics gossiping about other niggas' business. Let's be real. It's the job. It's work. Cool. We commentators. We journalists. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's honestly like, if you a man, you, it's already lines that you walking that you like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I am. I'm be real. But I know a lot of niggas don't. They just think nothing is wrong with what they doing, right? So it's already lines that are walking like.
And we said, it's just a job, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, okay. Whatever. You feel me? Like, it's already lines. So to step beyond a line, it's like, yo, you niggas don't have no soul. You niggas is like a man without a soul. I don't even know what that is, bro. Like, you niggas are fucking ghosts out here. Like, you niggas, man, that's weird, bro. For them to double down on that, bro, I know I keep saying the same thing. But that really just made me upset because, like, it's nothing wrong with just saying my bad, bro. It's nothing wrong with saying, yo, my bad. To whom much is given, much is required. And, you know, it's unfortunate that you guys had to learn from me. But let this be a learning lesson to anybody that's streaming. Let this be a learning lesson to anybody that might have those conversations behind closed doors. That is not cool.
No, you're a celebrity.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even not even that, but like, yo, just know, to understand that, like, yo, yeah, this is a conversation that we had behind, these were conversations that we used to have behind closed doors, but it shows you that it's not right, right? Think about it. I talk about this a lot. When I was a kid, grown-ups used to be like, yo, if it's grass on the field, play ball. If she old enough to cross the street, she old enough to get hit. At a time when I was young, I didn't understand. I thought it was cool. But the moment I started to understand that was wrong, I speak against it. That don't mean that I probably wasn't engaging in it back then. I don't know. I was a kid.
You was a kid.
Right. I didn't know any better. But when you know better, you got to do better. And it's like, yo, you shouldn't be this old looking at this shit and not understanding that it wasn't good.
But yeah, like, he's more mad at the response
than yourself.
Than the actual action, yeah.
And if anything, that shows me a character. Because if you was a man, you like, yo, you know what? I was wrong. I ain't going to kick you while you down because you acknowledging it. You feel me? We just talk about like niggas while kicking niggas while they down. They weird. You acknowledge it, but you in denial so much so that I can't respect it. Cause now you're not a man. That's not man time. Men look at our actions and you know what, man? A man, my mom's always told me, bro, a part of being a man is accepting the consequences that come with your actions. So again, that ain't man time, bro. And can you still bounce back? Yes, and I hope so. But I'm talking about now.
But you gotta do some work, bro. You really gotta do some self-work.
Man, that shit was
corny. It's kind of crazy, bro, cause like, a lot of niggas are in that space. A lot of niggas are probably in a place where like their ego has gotten so far because of the work or the accomplishments that you think that it's just like, bro, I'm untouchable. Bro, you can lose it just as fast as you got it. Let me tell you how it is right now, bro. This industry that we're in particular, loves no one. So don't think that anybody really is locked in with you like you think you locked in with you. These brand deals, everything, bro, you can lose it just as fast as you get it, bro. Stay humble, stay modest, bro, but continue to grind. But just don't forget the mission, bro.
Niggas think they above God himself, boy. I swear to God, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Niggas don't have no fear.
Yeah, niggas.
And it's funny, right? And this is why you know we live in an upside down world, right? Because niggas got no fear. And you talk about like niggas ain't grow up where a place where there was consequences for their action. But even bigger than that, what does the Bible say? Mm. The beginning of what? The fear of what is the beginning of understanding? Mm. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding, bro. Mm. That's crazy, right? Let's flip this. Put this into perspective. When you start to fear God, then you start to understand who he is and how great he is. It's not saying that you be crippled by it, but you got to understand how much of a speck you are in the grand scheme of everything. And I think when you look at that, these niggas, like you say, they start to think they are God. It's not that they fit, they think they are. Because a little bit of,
nigga get a little bit of money and clout, niggas.
Nah, it ain't the money. I don't know what hoes you fight. Let me, never mind. I'm going to stay out of this nigga business, bro. Because I don't know who around you that's feeding this ego, bro. But you got to check your circle,
and niggas
too.
Niggas be slaves to their accomplishments, bro. That's what it be. Like, you see all these things. Think of, and again.
Success can be an idol. Yeah, Shardy, like, was just talking about it.
It's like, you know, because I'm trying to be understanding. It's like, yo, nigga really fight to get to a place where it seems like everybody is holding you down. Everybody is telling you can't. You finally get there. But again, that shouldn't change your character, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about the understanding of, like, getting to a place and having ego, having a little extra ego. I'm saying I understand that because you work so hard and people really do their best to pull you down, not make it. Fuck y'all niggas, yeah. But to the extent of that, you should be able to see yourself and be like, you know what? That was flawed. Mm-hmm. And what happened is people run away from the momentarily wrong, thinking that it has to be forever. No, now doesn't have to be forever. You can look at yourself and say, yo, that was wrong. That was flawed. That doesn't make me wrong forever. I can change this. That's why I said people are living without no soul, because like if you see that, you should be able to be like, yo, I was wilding, bro. So to see that in your first, because I don't know if he had another reaction after this, but the first reaction not be anything other than, yo, my bad.
It's kind of crazy.
It's crazy, bro.
And just at this point, like it's funny. It's not funny, but
he's a fucking frog.
It made me think of this, and I don't know why this analogy just popped in, but it's like, bro, we see the character. We see more character in Clark Kent than we do Superman. Mm. Because it's what you do when everybody's not looking at you in the spotlight and in the limelight that really defines who you are. Mm. Because what Clark Kent does, and we're talking about a superhero, and it's fictional though, but what Clark Kent does is he brings himself down so that he can be around people at their level, knowing that he is there, but he can still see the humanity of everyone around him and understand like, nah, what I do here actually matters more. But because what I do here, because I can relate to the people on this level, when I'm out here saving the world, oh, it means something more. Mm. Everybody want to be Superman, but people can't live as Clark Kent.
That's crazy. Oh, man. Let's see how long she chill.
She's up.
She just got up. See how long she chill.
All right, man. We could go to this last segment because we already been recording for an hour and 34. All right. So we got a question. Somebody dropped in a question.
Uh-oh.
What would Jay do? And for people that don't know, this is a new segment where you can actually send in a question and ask anything to Jay, and we will read it. Well, not anything. You know what I'm saying? Respectful.
Yeah.
Be respectful. But if you have a scenario, a situation regarding relationship, could be finance, could be just friendship, whatever, send us a DM to the J Hill Network, because Jay's DMs be flooded. So send it to the J Hill Network, and we'll try our best to read it on air. So today's What Would Jay Do segment.
I see.
The listener submission says, it's anonymous. He said, hey, Jay, I need your advice. I've been with my girl for almost 4 years, and we've been solid. But lately, I feel like she's getting distant. Like, she don't text back as fast. She's always busy. And when we do link up, she's on her phone a lot. I asked her about it, and she just said she's just been stressed at work. I want to believe her, but something in my gut is telling me there's more to it. I don't want to be that dude who's insecure, but I also don't want to get played. So, Jay, what would you do?
Yo, first of all, what happened in the world that anytime we got feelings, it got to be insecurity? Like, we hear women say all the time, like, my intuition. Why men can't feel? Because the moment we feel or have some type of intuition or inclination, it's an insecurity. I don't like that.
That's a good question.
I don't like that. Like, our feelings shouldn't be tied to insecurity because we aren't as comfortable in the position that we're in right now, right? I don't like that. So, one, first thing that stood out to me is like, damn, y'all been together for 4 years and y'all don't live together? Damn, like, I'm doing something wrong.
What type of discipline is that?
That's
nigga.
Discipline like a motherfucker. Like, I need that. But again, it don't make sense to me because, like, what does you being around me, you being in your phone while you're around me, got to do with work? So it's like, if you feel something, step on that because it don't make sense. To me, it don't make sense. One plus one is not equaling two in this moment.
Right.
Like, so it's like, you might just have to ask her, like, yo, let her know. Instead of asking me this, tell her, like, yo, I ain't going to lie to you. You've been off. I know you keep saying it's work, but I'm not really feeling that right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really not feeling it. If it's something else, I want you to be comfortable to know you could talk to me. But it don't seem like it's work. And again, I'm not no, who did I know? I'm not no psych. I don't know. I'm just saying, it just don't, the mad thing, as they say.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So, yeah, I definitely would speak to her and let her know that, like, yo, like, this not making sense to me.
Yeah. She wildin'?
Nah, she's just yelling, though.
See, this is what y'all don't see. Man is doing daddy duty. He got the monitor watching his daughter while he's recording. To that point, I would say this. I would say, why, if you've been together 4 years, why does presenting a question to her make you feel insecure? I feel like you should be secure enough in your relationship. If you've been with somebody for 4 years, that if you have a gripe, that you should be comfortable enough to be transparent. Exactly. After 4 years.
Yeah.
Now, if this was 3 months in, this, that, and the third, okay. Ooh. But 4 years, you know what I'm saying? After 4 years, people are starting to think about marriage. You know, so you want to be secure in your relationship. And that, a part of leading is showing how you want to be loved and things of that nature. So you create that space and show her, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I know that you're going through a lot of stuff at work. But this makes me feel some type of way when you're on your phone. Yeah. We're not around each other as much as we want to. Can we be intentional when we're around each other?
And you know what else you could do? Create situations to, like, to stop that, right? Like, but again, I don't know. Like, but you can, yo, all right, look, let's put some boundaries in place. When we go out, we're not going to be on our phone, right? Let's go some interactive things. And if she still is on her phone, then it got to be something. But at least, as men, we problem solvers. So try to put some things in place where she don't have to be on her phone. Because again, if you just sitting at home and she's on her phone, it's like, nigga,
and
you
playing
boring.
2K. He didn't like
nigga,
yeah.
What the hell you talking about? Like, you boring as fuck. You complain about her being on the phone the whole time you boring. So again, I don't know if that's what you're doing, but like, try to put some things in place to take away from the phone to make her more engaged with you, right? And if she's still on her phone, then you could maybe think of something else. But yeah, man, I would say, like, you know, talk to her, do more engaging shit. Don't be boring, right?
Don't be boring. Niggas be boring.
Niggas be boring. I know I be boring.
Nah.
Yeah, nigga wanna steak dinner you to death. Talk about something they fun. Like, nah, nigga, you just
you
got
say
a couple
you be
dollars.
Boring?
Yeah, I used to be. I used to be boring.
I'm boring.
Yeah, I used to be boring for sure. I used to steak dinner a bitch to death, boy. Like, I thought it was lit. Just cause you got a little bit of money. Like, yeah, we going to dinner. Nigga, you boring as fuck. You going to dinner. You can't really talk about nothing worth having talking about. You at dinner. You get what I'm trying to say? It ain't really, the lights is dim. Nah, let's go have some fun. Go do something interactive. Do some
museum.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
You feel me? Get creative with it. Niggas want to ask
I'm
you to
give
come.
Y'all a free game.
Niggas want to ask you to come over to their house all the time. They're like, yo, you trying to pull up? No, nigga.
I'm going to give y'all a free game to everybody that's listening. Classes, bro. Sign up for a class.
That's hard.
Go learn something new together.
Nigga,
it could be candle making. It could be a fragrance.
Nigga,
it could
go
be
make
whatever.
Some freak. That shit.
You know,
what I'm
go go do a class together, bro. Learn something new together, bro. I tell you, bro. Women appreciate experiences more than just a moment, bro.
Yeah,
they love.
And I'm gonna tell you something that I lack still to this day. I don't know if I'm gonna get better. Get that girl some flowers, even if they from the grocery store. Trust, listen to me. I'm not listening to myself because, like, I don't know. I think I'm just too arrogant. Like, I don't know where I got to this point where I just feel like I'm not a grocery store flower getting nigga. But I asked a few chicks at this point, and they really just appreciate the flowers.
Bro.
I gotta get out. I'm letting y'all know I struggle with this. I gotta get out my own way.
You know what it is, bro? Sometimes you just gotta get somebody their flowers while they can smell them, bro.
Nah, facts. So get that girl some flowers, even if they from Kroger or Publix.
Hey, hold up. Public fire flowers be hitting.
I'm just in my own way. This is me being honest. Like, I be wanting to get them flowers be like $100 per fucking dozen. I be like, God,
you trying to get the Valentine's Day flowers year round? It's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know, bro. I don't know where I got this fake ass standard from, but it's like, I just can't get a girl.
Public flower.
I think it's the chicks I be dating, bro. They be so fucking stuck.
You got
up.
A certain type. What you say? It hit every time.
I do got a certain type, bro. But I know for a fact, every chick I like hit every single time. Them motherfuckers is cold. Woo!
They be icy, man. Episode over, bro. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, man. I think we might have a name, man.
What's the name?
We said it. We'll let y'all know on a flip in, man.
All right.
Yo, matter of fact, no, let us know. I was thinking 1% better.
Okay.
Is podcast. That too much?
The show?
1% better.
I fuck with that.
1% better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if you like that name, nah, we still gonna name anyway.
Yeah,
even
no,
if you
nah,
don't
let
like
us
it.
Know. Let us
but
know.
Let us know yeah, if we like should name this podcast 1% better.
1% better. Woo!
That's tough.
Yo, right, until then, we'll name this podcast later. Alexander DeBlanc.
Mr. J here.
It's a wrap. We out. Gang, gang.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.